This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 10th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is quite warm today. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying clear skies, perfect for outdoor activities. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze that might bring some relief from the sun. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah fire keeps northern Israel on edge as direct hits rattle border towns. This update comes from Ynet, just in. Also, the IDF strikes Hezbollah launchers following a missile barrage on Israel. This was reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Also this hour, the Operation Eternal Darkness that shook Lebanon is revealed as covered by Mariv in the past hour. Separately, Netanyahu states the IDF campaign in Lebanon will continue with force, precision, and determination. JNS reported this earlier today. And finally, Naim Qassem declares, "We will not return to the previous situation," according to Israel Hayom, just over 30 minutes ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24News_EN reports that a Hezbollah rocket hit a school in the Arab-Israeli village of Deir al-Assad, posting this just minutes ago. From X, Yossi Goldstein shares insights on America First Twitter accounts, posting this 27 minutes ago. OSINT613, known for open-source intelligence analysis, shared a statement from Naim Qassem. He claimed that Israel failed to carry out a ground invasion against Hezbollah, posting just half an hour ago. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation on Israel's northern border. Ynet reports that Hezbollah's actions have led to repeated alerts and disruptions in border towns. Residents face ongoing safety concerns and damage to civilian infrastructure. This situation highlights the fragility of peace in the region. Turning to the IDF's response. The Jerusalem Post details how the IDF targeted Hezbollah launch sites after a barrage of missiles into Israel. The military had warned of increased rocket fire from Lebanon. This strike is part of a broader strategy to deter further aggression. Meanwhile, Mariv's report on Operation Eternal Darkness reveals who Israel targeted in Lebanon. This comes just as Hezbollah's Secretary General is set to address the public. The operation underscores the ongoing tensions despite a ceasefire between Iran and the US. On the diplomatic front, JNS covers Netanyahu's firm stance on continuing the IDF campaign in Lebanon. Both US and Israeli officials clarified that Hezbollah is not part of the Iran ceasefire agreement. The situation leaves room for potential escalation. Finally, Israel Hayom highlights Naim Qassem's strong statement that Hezbollah will not revert to previous conditions. This declaration comes amid heightened tensions and ongoing conflict. It suggests that a return to normalcy remains distant. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business finds the perfect hairbrush alongside other innovative products like a new kitchen pot set and a unique ninja gadget. Separately, Maariv Business reports on the changing real estate market in Dubai due to the war. The market sees more selective deals and flexible terms as some investors pull back. And finally, Ynet Business estimates the cost of Israel's war against Iran and Hezbollah to reach about 65 billion shekels. This figure does not account for longer-term economic implications. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.